Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Donald Trump testified in his civil fraud trial in New York today, where he's accused of inflating his wealth for financial benefits. CBS's Robert Costa.
I was inside the courthouse today watching this testimony unfold, and it's clear that former President Trump is very defensive about the valuations of his properties over the years.
The judge has already found Trump liable for fraud. The heads of several UN agencies are making a renewed call for humanitarian ceasefires in Gaza. UNICEF spokesman Toby Fricker.
We still have children who have been abducted, being held hostage inside the Gaza Strip. They need to be released immediately. Rockets are continuing to traumatize families inside Israel as well, and tens of thousands have been displaced.
President Biden pledged $16 billion in infrastructure funding today in Delaware.
This line has tunnels and bridges that are over 100 years old. I know because I've walked through two of them.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee's police chief is injured after a crash this morning. Perhaps ironically, it happened after Jeffrey Norman left a press conference about the city's reckless driving problem. A Journal Sentinel reporter who saw the crash says it appears a dump truck ran a red light. Republicans will have a top-tier candidate for U.S. Senate in a month or two. That's according to Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming. He tells WISN-TV's Upfront, Tammy Baldwin is not guaranteed re-election.
Have you seen U.S. Senator Russ Feingold around lately? Because Russ Feingold was in better shape from polling perspective when he ran both times than Tammy Baldwin is right now.
Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler says he expects that Republican to be Madison businessman Eric Hovde. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The two-year anniversary of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack is approaching. On November 21st at 4:39 p.m., the Waukesha community will come together to remember the parade incident by unveiling the Main Street Parade Memorial. The dedication ceremony will happen at the Five Points intersection in downtown Waukesha. After the event, people can make displays for the Waukesha Strong Tile Project. That's an initiative involving donations and the creation of a clay tile to be displayed permanently. West Bend police have expressed their disapproval of a homeowner's clown prank. A few days before Halloween, a teenage girl called 911 in fear, reporting a clown in her friend's house. It turned out to be her friend's dad attempting to prank her. Police arrived and issued a ticket to the father. He apologized, explaining he didn't intend to scare her so severely. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Craig Council is headed to Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball senior reporter Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic broke the story. After 9 years as the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, Craig Council is the next manager of division rivals, the Chicago Cubs. Council gets a new 5-year deal worth $40 million, over $7 million a year, making him the highest paid manager in Major League Baseball. After the deal was reached, the Cubs informed their manager, David Ross, that after 4 seasons, his services were no longer needed. Ross still has a year left on his contract with the Cubs. The Brewers had no comment this morning before the news broke. Sources say they were willing to match any offer Council received. The Mets had moved on and hired an assistant with the Yankees, Carlos Mendoza, after talking to Council last week. Craig Council is from Wisconsin. His father worked for the Brewers and had this to say after the Brewers lost to Arizona in the playoffs.
This was a great team. And I think I told the guys, I said, you know, as you move forward in your careers, you should want to create teams like this.
I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 39. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. 48 tomorrow, overcast. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow night, 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Dom, I hardly ever call of Monday glorious, but the weather's got me feeling glorious, man. It's beautiful here in Madison.
Enjoy it while we can, folks. Happy Monday to you, Crudy. Nate working the board, our fair audience, welcome back.
Very excited. It was a big political weekend, and it's time to get to work. And Dom, today is effectively election eve. And you can say, well, we don't have elections here tomorrow, but there are big national elections tomorrow. And I did some math, Tom, and I tried not to strain my brain too badly, but
not too badly.
Do you know tomorrow would mark 7 years since Heartless Radio threw the greatest radio show ever off the airwaves? Quit cashing our checks, man. 7 years ago today was our last great broadcast on Heartless Radio across town there.
That was a long time ago, man.
And what happened the very next day, Dom?
Christmas music.
Oh, yeah, and Donald Trump got elected, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Donald Trump Got Elected show, not ready for FCC. We did a straight-to-stream product, very profane the next day. My reactions, very profane the next day, Dom. And I saw some polling over the weekend, and my first gut reaction was very profane, not quite suitable for FCC and broadcast, but yeah, I've had the weekend to tone it down. I'd like to bring it up to your attention and that of the audience. Trump leads Biden in four key swing states, new polling finds. And this ain't Rasmussen polling. This is New York Times polling. Dom, former President Donald Trump holds an edge over President Joe Biden in a series of hypothetical matchups among registered voters in four key swing states. There's only like five key swing states in the whole nation, Don. And this polling is from the New York Times and Siena College. In Nevada, a state Biden narrowly carried in the 2020 presidential election, Trump boasts 52, Biden's at 41. 52-41, Don. Trump also tops Biden in Georgia, you know, where Trump lost by about 11,780 votes last time, Dom. Well, today, Trump also tops Biden in Georgia, a state that was central to his ploy to overturn the last presidential election. Trump's at 49, Biden's at 43. Above and beyond that, Dom, Arizona spent some time there earlier this year, Arizona, Trump's at 49. The president, the current one, Joe Biden, 44. Michigan, your old stomping grounds, Dom. Home to Dana Nessel, Gretchen Whitmer, thought it was a blue wall over there. In Michigan, Trump holds a 5-point lead as well, 48 to Biden's 43. And the only lone, you know, I guess a former blue state that went red for Trump that's not below water, Dom, is actually the state of Wisconsin. Last time I checked, we were about 2 points over water here. 2 points, Biden in the column. Each poll has a margin of sampling error between 4.4 and 4.8 points. And head-to-head matchups remain theoretical. Primary voting does not begin until next year. Yeah, about January 15th, they have that Iowa caucus. And by March 15th, about the time Trump's supposed to be in trial, Dom, well, they got Super Tuesday. And unless all the evidence is laid out sufficiently quickly enough to overcome the MAGA sentiment of the base, Trump is going to be your nominee probably by March 15th. Just the way the primaries lay out for the Republicans.
Convicted for one of the many myriad of crimes he's been involved with. And so, Curtis, here's the thing. And I saw the poll, and then I saw, you know, social media people freaking out about it. Saw MSNBC. Everyone's, you know, very, very hyped up about it. But then I saw some folks who were actually like dove into the backside of it and looked at the numbers and looked at what was going on. So I found a summary over at nwprogressive.org. Thoughts on New York Times, Siena's college battleground state polling. And they get into some of the detail, the weighting of the registered voters. But essentially they're saying, hey, listen, a couple of things. Number one, the weighting seems a little off. They oversampled Republicans.
What?
And they bring up a couple of, I know you always say that, Crudy. And here's one of the things they said. Just how few progressive or partially progressive voters are in the sample, the percentages may surprise you. The cross tabs for these polls show that 75% of the respondents identify as very conservative, somewhat conservative, or moderate, which isn't, according to them, an ideology. Furthermore, a whopping 4/5 of the total sample said they consider themselves something other than liberal or refuse to answer specific questions. 39% identified as moderate, a label that sounds good but doesn't stand for anything. 36% identified as conservative, nearly twice as many of those who said liberal. And they go into more detail. I'm not going to get into it, but there's something to look at. Polling is polling. There's data. They put it out there. You can analyze what they did, how they said it, how they calculated it. And based on what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, come on, man. This poll says 22% of African Americans are going to vote for Trump. 22%? New York Times also says, as they discuss this poll, quote, the drift in support is striking, given that Trump won just 8% of black voters nationally in 2020 and 6% in 2016. And what, he's up to 22%? No Republican presidential candidate has won more than 12% of the black vote in nearly a half a century. And Donald Trump didn't do anything to make his case better. I don't see that happening, man. I don't see black votes for Donald Trump at 22%, man. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. We're a year out. The guy's got a lot of headwinds. I won't even get to my predictions, but the guy's going to be in jail. Let's just put it that way.
Dominic, in new polling, it's closer in two other swing states. In Pennsylvania, that was one of the big ones, right? A state Trump won in 2016, but Biden recaptured in 2020. Trump is at 48. Biden's at 44. And one Pennsylvania voter told the Times, who supported Biden in 2020 but now backs Trump, told the outlet, the world is falling apart under Biden. I would much rather see somebody that I feel can be a positive role model leader to the country. But at least I think Trump has his wits about him, Spencer Weiss said. In Wisconsin, meanwhile, Biden takes 47% to Trump's 45%, well within the survey's margin of error, 2%. Now, we're going to have our own polling expert on this fine show Wednesday when there's new Marquette University Law School polling, Wisconsin polling out. And I'll look forward to that. I'm not going to overreact until Charles Franklin tells me how he oversampled Republicans on Wednesday, Dom. I often tease Charles, but he's a friend. He's coming around here with the newest polling around the 5 o'clock happier happy hour on Wednesday. And tomorrow, Don, we got a big show. We got the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman, Ben Wickler. We've got our pal, Joe Zepecki, Zepecki Communications. These are a couple of the finer Dem strategists in the great state of Wisconsin. And again, tomorrow marks 1 year to the election day. Presidential, senatorial here in the state of Wisconsin. Tammy Baldwin's on that ballot. And also our pal, Darcy Haber. Dom, she heard you were coming to town.
Hey, yeah.
And you were going to be in the Solidarity Realty Studios. So the namesake from the Solidarity Realty is coming in studios tomorrow in the later 5 o'clock hour. Darcy joining us on air. It's been a while. We'll catch up. Lots of real estate news. But Dom, there's another article that I would say perhaps goes in tandem with this article. It's an article about the state of Wisconsin. CNN, my source. The headline here, these black voters could determine Biden's fate in a pivotal swing state. You know what state they mean? Ours, Wisconsin. John King reporting. There was a Halloween haunted house to plan, finding days to fall calendar for neighborhood cleanup projects, a big report on criminal justice issues to finish. Veteran organizer, our friend Angela Lang, was more than busy. But as she gave her neighborhood canvassing teams a morning pep talk recently, Lang made clear every door knocked now is a critical building block for the election in November of 2024. Here's her quote. You'll all know that there is no way to win a statewide election that doesn't run through you all, right? Said Lang, a founder and executive director of the Milwaukee group, BLOC, Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. Again, her quote. There is no way to win a statewide election that doesn't run through the Black community. Lang reminded nearly two dozen BLOC organizers about to hit the pavement, understanding the dynamics that Wisconsin is an incredible battleground state and is a swing state. What happens in Milwaukee can impact the rest of the state, which ultimately can impact the rest of the country. No pressure, she says. Dom, the pressure, of course, is enormous. Wisconsin is one of the battleground states that settles close presidential elections, and Black turnout in Milwaukee is a pivotal piece of any Democratic path to victory. And CNN recently visited Milwaukee as part of a new project designed to track the 2024 campaign through the eyes and experiences of voters in key areas. It was clear from 3 days spent in the predominantly Black neighborhoods on the city's north side that President Joe Biden faces a daunting enthusiasm problem among voters essential to his reelection hopes. Wisconsin swung from Donald Trump in 16 to Biden in 2020. And with the former president, the front runner for the GOP nomination in 24, the Badger State could again be forced to choose between the two men. Trump won it by just shy of 23,000 votes. And a drop in Milwaukee's Black turnout was a major factor. Biden carried the state by just shy of 21,000 votes 4 years later, when better showings in Madison and the suburbs helped offset the fact that turnout in Milwaukee Black's precincts, again, it was down. And before hitting the streets, roughly two dozen Black organizers in the morning meeting were asked to share what they were learning from calls, texts, and emails from local residents. Police violence against Black youth is a constant complaint, but worries about crime are on the rise too. And some residents want more police walking beats, not just responding to calls. Good paying jobs are hard to find. Speed bumps are not doing enough to stop traffic in residential neighborhoods, and the schools are not what they used to be. Dom, we are, you and I, collectively, the Devil's Advocates radio show. And it's 1 year till an election, well, at least effective tomorrow. Come back. One big show until election day. More Devils.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I want to get back to this CNN piece, Black Leaders Organizing Community, Angela Lang and her team in Milwaukee, the centerpiece of this article. But I want to acknowledge the great fun I had this weekend. I partied with the Walworth County Democrats, and they did a little 1 year to the election, 1 year to the win gala. And I got to tell you, Dom, I was quite impressed. The room packed. They had, I would guess, a couple hundred people in the room, filled up the ballroom. And it was myself, and it was Sarah Godlewski, the Secretary of State, and Melissa Agard, and, you know, a few others, candidates for differing offices. But, you know, there's a lot of love for the Devil's Advocates in that room, I'm telling you, Dom. And as I mentioned earlier, it was 7 years ago today they took us off the airwaves, Dom. In 1 year from now, and I told the Dems this, and I mean this in all honesty, I have never been so optimistic about the chances of the blue team. Broadly, Team Blue. Am I concerned about the current polling numbers of Joe Biden here in the state of Wisconsin and across the nation? Hell yes, I am. So is David Axelrod. Maybe we'll talk about that later, Dom. But thank you to the fine Dems who invited me and the other electeds, you know, the real stars of the night. They did a great job. My understanding, they turned out and raised for the Democratic Party of Walworth County $33,000 that night.
Nice.
That's a hell of a job. And the Lake Lawn Resort, it was beautiful. Thank you for inviting me. And the Middleton Dems, Dom, I'm doing it again this Sunday. The Middleton Dems, Lakeview Park. You know, right off Mendota Ave in Middleton. I thought I would be one of the luminaries, being, you know, one of the more prominent Dems from Middleton. Oh, no, Mark Pocan's the headliner. So this Sunday, if you're looking for something to do, come and join the Middleton Dems. And yours truly, I'll be out at the Lakeview Park Shelter 4 to 6 p.m., I believe. And the headliner there, Mark Pocan and others. And maybe me. But very excited to be a part, Dom. And very optimistic about possible outcomes, but a lot of ifs, ands, and buts between here and there.
Yes, and a year, dude, is a very long time. And we have a leading Republican presidential candidate who is taking the stand today in a civil case, and he's got other criminal cases coming up. So, yeah, but let me ask you, Crude, and I appreciate, saw the social media posts, love to see our friends at the Dem party. But we were talking on Friday, and we were, I guess, talking about an article that some looks like apparently Democrat kind of turned a little more conservative in their older ages, talking about how, you know, the Democrats aren't speaking to rural America. And I as we got off the air off that day, and I was wondering, knowing you were going to this thing, are you going to question? You're going to bust some chops. You're going to ask our friends, hey, what are you doing to reach out to rural America? And outside of that, I mean, we're talking about, you know, working class, quote unquote, kind of people, man. I don't know. A lot of people working in the state legislature, they're not getting rich, man. As far as I know, these are like 50 grand a year jobs plus per diem. So these are exactly the demographic that these folks and we were discussing last week, they're a part of that demographic. So what's your sense? Do you have any new insight to offer? Did you have any criticism for the Dems, you know, when you weren't behind the mic?
Not to their faces. Absolutely not. Come on, man. Well, here's what I did say. In my own defense, and really in the defense of Melissa Agard, especially, she was PolitiFacted just this week. And the issue, the topic of the PolitiFact were feminine hygiene products. And I don't know if you know, Don, but those are taxed here in the state of Wisconsin. And the minority leader, my good senator here from Madison, not technically mine, I've got Hesselbein in Middleton, but my good senator made the point and was PolitiFacted absolutely true that items like Kit Kat bars and potato chips and Viagra are not taxed as essential items. But here in the state of Wisconsin, tampons and feminine hygiene products are. And that doesn't seem quite equitable to her. So she brought it up right. And she got PolitiFacted over it. And damn if our side doesn't speak truth, Dom. She's been PolitiFacted twice recently, both times true. So I pointed out to Melissa Agard, I thought she was doing a great job of A, laying out an analogy that most people understand. The inequity of why one product would be taxed when, you know, a Viagra is not taxed, my Kit Kat bar is not taxed, Dom's potato chips are not taxed. You know, why would these necessary items for females be taxed? Well, of course, you'd like to change that. Yeah. And above and beyond that, I think it really is a kitchen table issue. You know, when you start talking about things people have to spend money and expend their taxes on, well, I think Melissa particularly is doing a great job of trying to get out there and spread the word. And not that the Secretary of State, Sarah Godlewski, needs any sort of defense in this case, but she was on another fine radio show this morning on the Civic Media Network, and I heard her describing what she can do as a Secretary of State to help economic development on behalf of the state of Wisconsin, how we can, you know, build it in Wisconsin, and we can make that an ad campaign, and we can actually influence business outcomes for the state. And she can do that through her understaffed little office there that she hopes to, you know, create more viability from. So no, I was very happy to be on a speaking panel with those two fine electeds. And I would tell you, Dom, if they had any animus for me, they were hiding it well. They were both very gracious to me. But the criticism, if that's what it was, the conversation, the pot stirring I did,
sure. Yeah.
Really haven't changed my mind, Denny. I have not changed my mind.
But here's the thing. So if it's not these very particular politicians, and certainly because, yeah, I think we name names, man. You know, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to talk about, well, the party as a whole isn't doing something. Well,
where's our vice president?
There is no party as the whole. I'm talking about, you know, there's local politicians, man, and you represent your constituency. No, that's what it comes down to. So when you say that, when you have that criticism, when you have that pot stirring, we have that conversation, we're talking about people that are going to run again every 2 years that are, you know, in those homes and in those communities that represent those people. And you're saying that they're not doing enough. And I just, again,
I didn't say that they were not doing enough. I said more broadly, the Democratic Party has not done enough to convince, especially white working class voters, that they are the party for them. And as Block, as Angela Lange is talking about the daunting task to turn out Black voters in Milwaukee, because, you know, they don't feel like the Democratic Party's offering them much either. Well, you start squeezing the demographics. If the only demographic left voting for the Democratic Party are college-educated white people, that starts to be a real hell of a lift. So I am suggesting that maybe economic kitchen table issues should take a more front-and-center approach like Melissa Agard displays often through her own advocacy. But no, I'm not picking on that particular Dem. There are a few I could name by name, but we're so short on time in this segment, huh? You know, and I have many more speaking functions coming up later in the month. And who knows who could be there, but...
Well, good news, man. Ben Wickler coming in. Is that tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
He's the head of the Wisconsin Dem Party. Maybe you can say something to him about it. We'll have that conversation. Folks from the Devil's Advocates, come back, 844-96-PARTY.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin is out with a $32 million workforce development plan. It's the system's attempt to recover money Republicans cut from state universities in the state budget. The budget lets universities recover the money if it's spent on workforce development and not diversity efforts. Republicans are also holding up pay raises for faculty and staff until Wisconsin universities cut diversity spending. More people are in Wisconsin state prisons for rules violations than violent crimes. That's according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum. The ACLU says the leading cause of incarceration in Wisconsin since 2000 are for things like changing jobs without notifying a parole agent or missing a meeting. Critics say Wisconsin prisons are overcrowded. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee County commuters are celebrating the reopening of a formerly closed road. After more than 3 years, sections of 41 near Mayfair Mall are reopening today. Drivers can now access the on-ramps from both northbound and southbound 41 onto North Avenue. The added fourth traffic lane on 41 between Burleigh and Watertown Plank will help reduce traffic congestion. The 13th annual Shop with the Sheriff event in Waukesha has a date. The event, December 10th, will pair children from Waukesha County with deputies or corrections officers, and it relies on the generous donations of local citizens and businesses. To support the event, donations can be mailed to the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department. A statement says the event not only brings joy to the children, but also uplifts the deputies, corrections officers, and countless volunteers involved. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Craig Counsell to the Chicago Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell agreeing to a new contract as the manager of the Chicago Cubs worth $40 million over the next 5 years, nearly $8 million per year, making him the highest paid manager in Major League Baseball history. Now, last week, the Brewers had said that they would match any offer for Counsell as he met with the Cleveland Guardians and then the New York Mets. The Cubs have now fired their manager, David Ross, after 4 years. He still had 1 year left on his contract. The Cubs issuing a press release thanking Ross for his services. Craig Counsell, who managed the crew for 9 seasons and led them to the postseason 5 times, had this to say after losing last month to Arizona in the playoffs.
This was a great team, and I think I told the guys, I said, you know, as you move forward in your careers, you should want to create teams like this. You should use your leadership to create an atmosphere like this. This was a team you want to be on.
That's Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 39. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. 48 tomorrow, overcast. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow night, 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. 7 years ago today. They shut us down, Dom. But here we are again, talking politics on the radio, where the people
rising from
want us. You want us on this show. You need us on the show. And they played Christmas music, Dom. Well, the only thing I like to look back and think about is, you know, we used to help out a lot of our local sponsors through this radio show. And I do anticipate we're going to do that again because, you know, it's kind of a cool thing. And I got friends who want to sponsor on the show. So we're going to do that. And if you would like to be a part of the Devil's Advocate, specifically the greatest radio show ever, I don't know if you know this, but we own the afternoon drive. Just let us know. Crute@darnwy.com. I'll hook you up. We'll get you on an ad package and we'll lift your business for 2024. But Dom, I'm also worried about lifting the candidates for 2024. I want to go back to the CNN piece, revisit for just a minute. CNN's reporting on the actions of Black leaders organizing community, Angela Lang and her group in Milwaukee, and they're in Milwaukee and they're on the ground with these canvassers. And here was the sentiment. And there's a lot of this. And here's a quote. Most people don't even want to go vote, Shanice Jones told The Room. She said people tell her over and over they're tired of promises made but not kept. Then they talk about on the news how it's less voter turnout. Why? Because you all ain't doing what you said you were going to do. Another Black organizer, 21-year-old Devonta Johnson, echoed the bleak assessment. People don't want to answer their doors. They don't feel like a change is going to happen. Now, the mood a year from now will affect the president's reelection odds more than the present mood. But would the president have a Black turnout problem if the election were today? Johnson said, yes, he would. He would have a big problem. And they're talking about in Milwaukee. A couple of hours with the Black canvassers backed up that assertion, as did interviews with both Milwaukee's inner city and along its suburban edge. When organizer Des Woods tried to turn a doorway conversation into next year's election calendar, she was interrupted. I don't want to talk about elections, the woman inside said. You can't do nothing, so there ain't no use to me trying to do. Woods is trying to keep trying. So, are you not a voter, she asked. Yeah, I vote, the woman answered. But it is when I want to, and right now, I don't want to. Now, a little bit more from this article, Dom. May need your help here in a minute. Black voters, all right, help me out.
All right, again, CNN, John King here in Milwaukee. Black voters want to see more of Biden and Harris. The Biden campaign is aware of the problem. It recently launched new and very early television and radio advertising buys to shore up its standing among Black voters, and Milwaukee's one of the target markets. Plus, money from the bipartisan infrastructure law signed by Biden is being targeted to help clean up toxins in an old industrial site in a Black neighborhood. In August, the president visited a wind turbine manufacturer in Milwaukee.
And we broadcast that.
Clean energy funding to build electrical vehicle charges. There is time, but veteran activists like Lang want much more from the president and his campaign. Quote, all these candidates come by and sell us these promises, she said in an interview. You know, say you got to go vote to save me, save democracy. And then we don't always see them again. And so folks get more and more turned off from the political process. I would agree there. You can't just show up, you know, every couple of years. You got to plant some seeds. You got to come around. But the article continues. Missing from the new Biden ads is an issue raised often in the overwhelmingly Black neighborhoods in Milwaukee's northern edge. Lang said people are wondering, what is he doing in terms of police accountability and criminal justice reform? This is a big issue in our community. The Biden campaign projects confidence that it has a plan to mobilize Black voters, though it takes conflicts in important ways. From what we saw and what we heard on the ground. The campaign officials said the team was building an organization that doesn't drop in on Black voters, but puts long-term investments to mobilize the community. The official pointed to outreach efforts, including a pilot program launched by the campaign and the DNC this month in Wisconsin and Arizona, focused on outreach to key groups, including African-Americans and Latinos. Joe Biden knows the power and importance of Black voters. They are they were essential to his and Kamala Harris's victory in 2020. Democrats are committed to earning every vote from now until the general election, and we aren't taking a single community for granted. We're making early investments, including the earliest ever paid investment in Black radio for a Democratic reelection effort to make sure voters know President Biden has been delivering for them. A DNC National Press Secretary Serafina Chitka said in a statement. Lange, however, told CNN on Wednesday that she hasn't heard much from any Biden or DNC field organization organizers, but that a GOP organization recently had canvassed going door to door in Black neighborhoods. Issues aside, Lange said it is critical the 2024 campaign gets back to basics. People always want to see people actually paying attention. And sometimes that means being able to physically be here and engage. With the pandemic, he couldn't hold the big rallies to have the roundtable in-person discussions. The big thing in our community, I think, many others, is that folks want to be heard. I think that is step one. Wanting to see more of Vice President Harris is also something we heard often in conversations, both in the inner city and the Embody Yoga Studio in the tiny Milwaukee suburb of Glendale. That's near my house, Curdy. I was really excited to have Vice President that was a woman who identified as a Black woman, said Joanna Brooks, a studio owner. I'm not sure she's being put to the best use right now. I would love to see more of her. I have a feeling that she is under wraps a little bit. Brooks graded the President Biden presidency, a 7 out of 10, and smiled as she conceded, "I say that only because I'm a Democrat." She turned more serious and sober discussing the election stakes and Wisconsin's outside role. Brooks worried Trump could carry Wisconsin again and create his 2016 electoral map. The role of three Trump-appointed Supreme Court picks in the reversal of Roe versus Wade motivates her to vote in 2024, as do constant attacks on democracy and voting rights from Trump and his allies. "I grew up almost certain that my rights were guaranteed," Brooks said in an interview before leading a hot yoga class in her studio. "I took it for granted. And now, as I sit and I watch the work of so many Black folks during the civil rights movement, so many women who fought for women's rights, when I see all their work being slowly undone, that was a wake-up call for me for sure. So we have to fight." Like many here, Brooks said, despite Black voters being pretty loyal to the Democratic Party, promises to the Black community seem to go by the wayside first. "Sometimes I wonder, just based on how that party has performed thus far for people of color, if we should continue to be so loyal," Brooks said. But given the GOP attacks on voting and abortion rights, Brooks said 2024 is not the cycle for that accountability conversation. "The Republican Party would never be an option for me, especially where they sit right now." Nor is she likely this cycle to consider an independent or third-party candidate like Cornel West, because she knows even slightly lower turnout or modest affections among Black voters could tip Wisconsin to the Republicans. "I don't know if I'm willing to take that risk," Brooks said. Amen.
There is a lot more. This is a very comprehensive piece. John King over at the CNN, we posted it on the Devil's Advocates Facebook page. This is one of the only states that matter. Illinois, you don't matter. No offense. Minnesota, you matter very little. Those are reliably blue states in the column at this point. But the state of Wisconsin, Dom, a 23,000 vote margin. And Joe Biden not exactly showing electoral strength amongst key demographics, be it white working class voters or Black working class voters. So I'm a little concerned. It's going to have to change. Or maybe there has to be a change at the top. That's what David Axelrod says, Tom. I'm going to drag you there eventually. 844-967-2789. Your opinions matter here. Andrew from D-Town, Detroit, man. Joe Biden way underwater in the state of Michigan, according to the new polling. What say you, Andrew?
I'm not following any polls. I think we've learned over the years that these polls are stupid, foolish, ridiculous. They do not reach the young voters. They do not reach the Black voters. They don't. There's no evidence in there of anything. One thing I can say is Black canvassers need to get to where the people are. Women, beauty parlor, beauty shops, nail salons, men, barber shops. They need to get to the retired, they need to get to those places where there's a lot of people all at once. And the Congressional Black Caucus in this country should be ashamed of itself for not holding up their responsibility for taking care of these people. And then Kamala Harris, oh my God, if Biden gets reelected, how does she think she's going to get elected as president when, where is she?
But Andrew, do you think that's up for?
We know about Kamala.
Kamala Harris is one of the most dynamic human beings I've ever met. The intensity of this woman in real life, Andrew,
that's right.
She was 18 inches off my nose. I do not believe this strong former prosecutor, former AG of the state of California, former senator who grilled a few of these Supreme Court nominees. That woman is not staying in the background of her own volition, Andrew. She's doing what the boss tells her to do, right?
Yeah. Well, then somebody gets to get in the boss's ear. That's got to change. That's got to change.
Well, Andrew, I share your sentiment, and I appreciate your call and your listenership from D-Town, Detroit. But, Tom, when I talk about the Democratic Party, I'm really talking about the big cheese. Joe Biden, right? He's the head of the party. But there's also Kamala Harris. And he's also got a lot of cabinet secretaries and a lot of different people that are part of the Biden administration. They all come out 3 weeks before the election, man. We'll have Biden surrogate after Biden surrogate after Biden surrogate. I've seen Joe once. Seen Joe once recently. He did come to Milwaukee. That's a good start. Come many, many more times. Because you know Trump well. The only thing Trump really did well as a candidate, he campaigns constantly. He did his campaign rallies constantly. He came to the state of Wisconsin 6, 7, 8, 9 times. To some voters, that matters. Somebody was voting for Donald Trump the year he won. And I don't want to see that again, Tom. I don't want to see Trump presidency, and certainly not in my state.
You know, Trump wasn't president when he was gallivanting around and doing all the rallies and became president. They did some campaigning. They did a lot of golfing. So, okay. And we got Biden right now. Yes. We do as circumstances stand as they are. Lots of worldly troubles. Let's call it geopolitical strife. Let's put it lightly that way. Right. And Donald Trump's got a lot of court cases. So the campaign's going to wind up, you know, come next year, come 2024. I fully expect that they will get into more of a campaign, quote unquote, mode. But if we're talking about, you know, going to Detroit or coming to Milwaukee, I mean, are you saying it? Does it got to be? Does it have to be? Is it Joe? Is it Joe specifically? Is that going to be
Joe,
the driver,
or Kamala, or Pete Buttigieg, or anybody that I can say that's a representative of the Biden administration? They care about what's happening in my state because they better care. We're like one of 5 swing states. They better care. There better be a constant presence in this state. That's what I want.
Is there also the same analysis of the legislation passed and put forth by this administration saying, hey, here are the things that have been helpful to your community, to this community, to that community? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not just about showing up at the campaign to talk about, hey, vote for Joe, but he literally has a record to run on. And I have seen some of those cabinet secretaries out and about, certainly in the press, doing the pressers, doing the meetings. Are they holding rallies yet at this point? Maybe they should certainly wind that up. But I mean, there's always going to be voter apathy. And part of the plan for the Republicans is to dissuade people, to convince you that your vote doesn't matter. Don't show up. You know what I mean? They're very proud to get people to not vote. Well, that's always, always, always a headwind to get people engaged in self-governance. And ultimately, at some point, it is the people who decide. And if you don't vote, then you get the government that you deserve.
Wasn't it Bob Spindell, a false elector and Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, that bragged about disenfranchising, suppressing 38,000 Black and Latino votes in Milwaukee and getting Ron Johnson reelected?
Yes, he did.
That's how it works. Come back. More Devils.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
If they vote not to confirm you, that means essentially you're fired. And they just did it yesterday to 8 Evers appointees. And one of the people that was fired yesterday was Melissa Baldoff.
There's just really not a bottom for them yet. Years ago, I thought, well, it couldn't get worse than this. They found a way to let the bar sink a little bit lower.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
A little less political, Don, but as former state lawmaker Andy Jorgensen describes it, it's like a death in the family. Craig Counsell, the former Milwaukee Brewers manager, has taken a job with the Chicago Cubs. He is now the highest paid manager in Major League Baseball history.
Ooh.
And the great news is, Dom, he gets his Octobers off too.
Nice.
You know, for the longest time, my Facebook, you know, my personal Facebook thing, my whatever, the photo you pick, my photo was Jesus hates the Cubs. And by extension, Jesus now also hates you, Craig Counsell. I'm sorry to break it to you. I hope you're not a religious man.
Oh, man, our kids went to school together, man. And he's beloved in the neighborhood, of course. You know, he's a man.
Used to be.
I wonder how that's going to be for him walking up to the grocery store these days. But hell, highest paid in manager and
Major League Baseball MLB history.
I mean, I'd take that job.
And he moved 75 miles down the road.
Do you even got to move? Just take the train, man.
Other sporting news, and we do have our own fine sports reporter, Mike Clemens, joining us at about 5:20 Central Time, 4:20 Mountain Standard Time. Mike's joining us soon, but the other breaking news, they have announced when the NFL draft is coming to Green Bay, Dom. I hope we are at that party, you know, because we've got a fine radio station there listening to us there right now on WGBW 97.9 FM. And the NFL coming for the largest party in Green Bay history, April 24th, 25th, and 26th, 2025, the NFL draft at Lambeau Field. I'll see you at that party, buddy.
April 24th, 25th, and 26th.
At Lambeau Field, the site of the NFL draft. And understand, that means probably a lot of outdoor festivities, a lot of tailgating. You know, it could still be winter that late in the year here.
You never know in Wisconsin, man.
So I'm looking forward to that, Dom. You know, at the trajectory the Packers were on before yesterday, I thought we might be up for a number one. But you still got the inside track, Chicago.
Congratulations. 844-967-2789. Join us on the lines. Mark, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And I think, you know, it's not no time to panic right now. And people need to be reminded, you know, that people need to be reminded that the Republicans do not want you to vote. You know, that, and in my opinion, it's a clear violation of the 14th Amendment, Section 2, where we're guaranteed the right to vote. And any abridgment of that is a violation of that right. I mean, and 14th
what if they just trash your candidate on talk radio? What if they just buy ads and, you know, sort of depress your enthusiasm to go vote? Well, is that voter suppression, Mark?
No, you have to go out and combat that with your own ads and answer to that directly. But what I'm talking about is the intentional, you know, knocking people off the voter rolls. I heard that what in Virginia they knocked what's his name there in Virginia? It slips in my mind for the moment. But
Youngkin?
They knocked 35,000 people off. off the voting rolls right before the election. I mean, it is just a complete violation of your oath of office. And these guys, they need to be called to account for it. I mean, just ask them directly. I mean, that of course, if some of these Southerners don't believe, they still don't believe in the 14th, 13th, 14th, 15th, and likely the 16th Amendment to the Constitution, that, and one of those conservatives perhaps is Clarence Thomas, and Clarence Thomas should remember that under the Taney decision, Dred Scott, he wouldn't even be considered a full human being. I mean, it is just, you know, but
he's got billionaire buddies now, Mark, and he's getting paid. I mean, I'm sorry, he's getting really good loans that he doesn't have to pay back. That's not at all getting paid. I'd rather owe it to you forever than never pay you.
I paid some of the interest.
But here's the thing. You can ask him questions, man. We've learned this, Crew. You can ask all the questions you want, but you're going to get the answer that they want to give you. And case in point, if I may, let me throw this out there. Nate, you did the hard work. Who was this? This was Scalise and Stephanopoulos. Is this yesterday, two days ago?
Steve Scalise, the former speaker candidate? I thought he was the saving grace of the Republicans.
Oh, man. I mean, you talk about asking a question and not getting the answer. Let's roll with it, Nate. Let's hear it. Cut number one.
Can you say unequivocally that the 2020 election was not stolen?
Well, what I've told you is there are states that didn't follow their laws. That is what the state constitution, the U.S. Constitution requires. You know, I've seen in my own state where we had to send our elections commissioner to jail years ago for fraud and corruption, and we cleaned up our act in our state. Every state ought to follow the laws that are on their books. That's what the U.S. Constitution says.
Follow the laws. Oh, okay, let's hear more of this. But it didn't really answer the question. Cut two.
That's not what I asked. They say, can you say unequivocally that the 2020 election was not stolen?
Look, Joe Biden's president. I know you and others want to talk about 2020. We're focused on the future. We've talked about 2020 a lot. We're talking about how to get our country back on track.
Okay, cut number three, please.
The president needs to take action as well. That's what we're focused on in the House.
I know that Joe Biden is president. I'm asking you a different question. Can you say unequivocally that the 2020 election was not stolen?
What I've told you, and you've seen this, there are states that didn't follow the laws that are on their books, which is what the U.S. Constitution says they have to do.
So you just refuse to say unequivocally that the 2020 election was not stolen?
George. I mean, that's about when Ron Johnson would start, boys, I've asked and answered. I'm not answering, right?
Cut four.
I know that every court that looked at whether the election was stolen said it wasn't, rejected those claims. And I asked you a very, very simple question. Now I've asked it, I think, the fifth time that you can't appear to answer. Can you say unequivocally that the 2020 election was not stolen?
I told you there were a handful of states that didn't follow their laws. The rest did. The rest followed.
And cut five.
At some point, we should go back to following the Constitution, George.
The courts have all followed the Constitution. They all rejected the claims you just made. And I just want to say again, for the record.
Or they said there was no standing.
You cannot say that the 2020 election was not stolen. Yes or no, was the 2020 election stolen?
What I've told you is Joe Biden's the president of the United States, and right now he's failing the country on so many fronts that matter to families.
All right, you get the gist. I think Scalise goes on for like another minute not answering the question. So yeah, we can ask and we can do that. And I think, you know, well done, Stephanopoulos, holding them to the fire. But at the end of the day, if that's all they're going to spit out, that's all they're going to say, I don't even know why you bother interviewing them anymore.
Nor I. We just mock them after the fact anyways.
Mock them to their face. They deserve endless mocking. This is a joke. Are you kidding me? You can't get away with that in school, in a workplace, in a relationship? Are you kidding? You get away with that as a politician? People, do better.
Dom, we got a couple things coming back. Hour two, the happy hour. Well, you'll just have to stick around and find out. But I know it includes sports reporter Mike Clemens.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain. of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.